Chapter 37. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, the dentist and the spooky house. Another advantage the Baal Bitachon has over the alchemist, says the Chovas HaLevavos, is that the alchemist's limited powers do not guarantee that he will have the good health necessary to enjoy his wealth. The Baal Bitachon understands that even if he is stricken with any illness, it's either an atonement to cleanse him, or Hashem is using it in barter for a bigger reward for him. He sees a difficulty or a health challenge not as an attack, but as a benefit. This is his greatest advantage, his ability to reframe a concept we continue to emphasize. I recently taught a seminary class on this topic. We had been discussing the teaching of the Chovas HaLevavos that when someone insults a person, the one who was attacked should be so grateful that he should send flowers to the one who insulted him. One student stated that she felt this was an impossible level and asked how someone could be happy when she was experiencing a difficult situation. I told her to think of the dentist. When we go for a cleaning, the dentist makes our gums bleed. He hurts us. It's very unpleasant. And yet, we pay him and say thank you. The Baal Bitachon looks at a challenge as if it's a cleaning from Hashem. This attitude brings the Baal Bitachon through this hard time, including sicknesses. And this outlook is probably the most important thing we can learn. The story is told of a school that took its student to an amusement park. Some of the children decided to take the ride through the spooky house. As they rode through the house, seeing the faces of wild animals, hearing shrieks, and then watching a huge stack of barrels begin to fall, one of the children was truly frightened. By the time he finished the ride, after the car seemed to nearly crash, he was pale and shaking. He suddenly began to cry. The staff member in charge of the ride rushed over to the boy and asked what upset him. And the boy explained that his hat had fallen off inside the spooky house. "That's no problem," the man said. "You can just go inside and get it." "No way," the boy protested frantically. "I'm not going back in there. It's so dangerous." The man took the boy to the entrance of the spooky house, reached up, and turned on the lights. With the lights on, the boy could see that all the fear he had experienced was caused by nothing more than painted pieces of cardboard. The world around us often seems to be very frightening, but once the lights are turned on, when we look at the world with the light of the Bitachon, we realize that there's really nothing to be afraid of or worry about. We have to realize that life is a spooky house and God is a dentist. I think the example in this chapter is point on. As adults, we look back at a spooky house, a scary house, a haunted house, whatever you call it, and we know that those things aren't really going to attack us, that they're there just to give the impression of something scary. But they were put there with a specific task, to give the impression as if it's scary. We all know that they're fake. When we understand that Hashem is the one in charge of the spooky house, but the same way the thing that jumps out at you in the house won't really attack you and harm you, so too, on the much more real level, the thing that's being thrown at you, that's quote-unquote attacking you, also can't harm you on a higher level. Is there to improve you, to shake you up a little bit, but to make you realize that there's something greater calling the shots, allowing this to jump at you. When we recognize that, we'll understand that we hold on to our faith, if we hold on to our bitachon, we'll be able to weather the storm and make it through the spooky house, knowing it was the best thing for me.